the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back into the Coaches Conversation. It's Region Week, and we're talking to all the coaches in the region. So we've got girls and boys on today. Smyrna girls, Smyrna boys, Blackman girls, Blackman boys, Oakland girls, Siegel boys, Laverne boys all coming up. And MTCS will have both of their coaches on this morning as well between now and 11:30, which means it's time to bring in Sean Middleton from the Smyrna girls basketball team. Made that long-dreaded trip to Lawrence County last night, Coach, and tough place to play down there. I know that.
Oh, it's a good atmosphere to play in. They bring their band and their students in a packed gym last night, and you know, good for a young group to experience.
Well, you did experience it last night, and they had one girl that had 30.
Yeah, she's a sophomore. You know, she's a player. There's no doubt about it. Both the Gilbert sisters are you know, we had trouble all night with them. Strong players, go right or left. Real tough players.
66-30 was the final last night, and I guess they kind of put the pressure on your young team early, didn't they?
They did, and I kind of feel, you know, as far as, you know, we spent so much time on defense as far as how to defend them, and I think, you know, we kind of went in there wide-eyed, to be honest with you, and I was not happy at all in the first quarter. You know, I told them, I said, guys, if you're not in it early, I said, they'll bury you early, and that's exactly what happened, and I was kind of upset with our effort early on. We were kind of walking around a little bit and not a lot of effort early on, and you know, you're sitting here going, guys, we're in a region game now. You know, this is not a regular season game, not a first round of the district tournament. This is a region game, and you know, when you've not been there before, they kind of look at you and go, well, you know, are we kind of satisfied we're here? And that's kind of what made me the most upset. Is it's almost like a point of, you know, we've made it this far, coach, and you know, you got a lot of pats on the back and all that other stuff, and you know, I said, hey guys, we're not here to play one game and go home.
Yeah,
and that's the point we've got to look at, and you know, that's what we stressed last night is, you know, if that's where you're going to be satisfied at, you know, I don't know if I still need some of you around, because you know, this is a long haul, and you know, like you were talking to John a minute ago, it's a point of, I think now the taste though of being there, it's a matter of, hey, now you're getting in the weight room. We talked about Monday, we're starting from ground zero again Monday, and you know, some of you may not be around if that's the effort we're going to get in this kind of game.
Sean, to me, now this is just me as a fan and not a coach or a player or anything like that, but the first round of the region doesn't feel like a tournament game.
No, it doesn't.
I don't like it.
You're at a satellite site,
yeah,
and it doesn't have that same feel as it does, like you said, when you got – because let's face it, if you've got four teams coming to the same site, you've got a different kind of atmosphere, because yeah, you got a mix of people. You know, but when you go on the road and you walk in someone else's gym, and it's basically, let's be honest, as far as the drive as that was, it was a one-way crowd. And I think when you go to a site, like let's just say it was at Shelbyville last night, then you got a different feel, because you've got a mix of people there, and it's just let's face it, last night is like a regular season type feel, because you're on the road, you're driving down there, you're going in their locker room, and they're already sitting there waiting on you and all that other stuff. So you're right, it is a different kind of feel, because it is like a regular season game.
Well, I remember the good old days, I guess, when we played the tournaments, and if it was a tournament, it was at one site, and you
right.
played two, three, four games, whatever the case may be, and I just think we've gone in the wrong direction with the first round of the region tournament. Mm-hmm. I personally don't like the sub-state round, because
no,
you know, 80% of the teams who host that game, they're going to win. You play at a neutral site, it'd be different. Maybe at some point we can get somebody to take a look at that.
I think they're looking at basically money at that point, and you're saying, okay, if I can get that home, you know, like at Lawrence County, great crowd last night.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. But I think you're looking at, you know, some part of it's money too, that we're going to come to the central site, and you know, at that point in their season, we're going to get a better gate than if we get, you know, you got everybody else illuminated at the site. Do they drive and all that other stuff? So I think you got a lot of economics going on there too.
Yeah. Well, from a broadcasting standpoint, when you're playing four games in different places, it
Absolutely.
Makes you choose. And you know, we'd rather actually do all of them. But anyway, enough about the soapbox. Lawrence County, you know, they're one of those teams that contended for the in the region last year, and they're going to do the same this year. But your squad, I want to talk about that and go back to the district tournament, because if you compare last year to this year, you've made progress, and that's what you want to see. And I know you're disappointed with what happened last night, but if you look at the season as a whole, you're moving in the direction that you really want to move.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, we go through a 4-win season last year, and that's just devastating. You know, because you still work, you probably work harder, to be honest with you. I think I worked harder last year than I did this year. But, you know, when you come back and you win 11 and you get to the region tournament, you know, you got to have little battles, and I think that's beating Siegel, moving on, and getting the opportunity to keep playing is a great accomplishment for the girls. And we lose one player. I mean, we lose Anisha Paul, who, you know, did a great job as a senior of leading us where we need to go, but everybody comes back. You know, and I'll get a Breanne Alexander eligible next year, and that'll make a huge difference in the post. So, I mean, there's a lot of positives. But the one thing that we can take from the loss is, you know, we're not working hard enough, girls. And that was what we stressed last night. And we got to make each other accountable. We're like a Riverdale. I heard y'all talking on the radio on my way in. You know, you got a Riverdale who and he's right. There's not a question about how many basketballs are on the floor with them. It's a point of everybody's accountable to each other. You know, I've seen Jacoby take a player out of the game, you know, during when I was playing him. You know, you're not going to run your lane on the fast break because I'm not looking for you. I'm throwing it and trusting you're going to be there. And I think that's what I told them last night. That's the difference in us and them, is they have five players on the floor that to say, hey, if you're not playing, I want you off the floor. And we don't have that right now. It's me. And I said it makes a big difference when you look to your teammate and go, you're not playing, what's wrong with you? You know, get out of the game if you're not going to play. And that makes a huge difference in any sport that you have, because we can't see things that go on the court that they can see, or the communication. You know, they're not communicating backdoor cuts, or they're not communicating a screen. And that makes a big difference in your group, and that's what we've got to improve on.
We're talking to Sean Middleton this morning, Smyrna girls basketball. Coach, you said it all begins next Monday, and I know that there is a brief period, but what's done here in the offseason will tell us what kind of Smyrna girls basketball team we'll see come November.
Oh, there's no doubt. And, you know, it gets done in the weight room, period. I mean, when you're guarding an Olivia and Jacoby and all them, that's where you get it done, and that's where they do a good job, is they get after it in the weight room, and they fall in love with what they do as far as that program goes in the weight room, and that makes a big difference. And Oakland, like an Ellen Reagan, strong player. The Gilbert girls last night, strong players. I mean, you're trying to, you know, it's easy for us to say, hey, don't let her post you up on the block and bury you. Well, when you're not strong enough, she's going to bury you every time. And I think that really shows, hey, I'm not there yet. I'm not strong enough, and I've got some work to do.
Do want to mention some postseason accolades for your team. The Hunts have certainly come in and made a big difference in girls basketball for you and at Smyrna High School. And I was looking for my little sheet here of the all-district players, and I've got it somewhere, but you probably know it off the top of your head. Kayla?
Yeah, Kayla.
Yeah, she made the all-district team, so I want to congratulate her on that. But, Coach, you definitely made some inroads here. What do you feel about this tournament as it goes forward with the teams that are left here in Region 4 AAA girls?
I mean, I think the Lawrence County Open game is going to be a tremendous game to watch. It's down at Shebel. I mean, I think they both have different – I mean, Ellen can – you know, Ellen's going to offset one of the Gilberts, and I think they're playing well enough now. You got Emily, who's going to be a competitor no matter what. I think that's going to be a tremendous game to watch. And Tom down at Franklin County, you know, they got Danielle she's strong. You know, her and Jacoby will be a great matchup. And, you know, I don't know if they have enough firepower to stay with Riverdale, but, I mean, I think you got that Lawrence County game is going to be one to watch.
Well, if you could just get there to the region finals, you know, Bradley Central is 30-1, but mm-hmm. Coffee County and White County both have under 500 records, and Cumberland County's 18-14. So,
right.
I mean, got a good chance of getting a couple
a
in the state,
chance.
Don't we?
Yeah, no doubt about that.
And, well, I mean, you know this. You come from 9 AAA a few years ago, now to 7 AAA, and you've had to play some pretty tall cotton. That's
no, there's no doubt. I mean, when you know, even when we were, you know, back when we had Diamond and Alex Adams and them, when you go on the road to a Clarksville, we played that Clarksville team when they were freshmen.
Yeah.
And I mean, you talk about Bashar and there's some players, and we go to Clarksville and play them in a region final game, and I mean, it's just a, you know, they were freshmen then, and I mean, and Brashear scoring 30 points as a freshman, and now she's a senior. So that's a, you know, that's going to be a Clarksville team that's tough. Wilson Central, I think, played them last night and got beat. So I mean, there's some good teams out there.
Basketball still alive for Smyrna High School as Lonnie Drayton's boys. We're going to talk to Chad about that coming up in the next segment, but wish them good luck. What happens to Sean Middleton now that basketball is over?
I'll be watching Siegel Middle baseball. That's where I'll. We got a doubleheader today over at Siegel Middle with Coach Tobit. So my son's pitching, playing first, playing some third. So I missed it last night. He was 3-for-3 last night, but I'll be there today.
Well, that's where you want to be right now.
Yes, sir.
Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate you coming in on Saturday mornings and spending some time. I know that's one of those things that's, you know, come back from Lawrence County and come in, but you're a great spokesperson for Smyrna High School and the Smyrna Girls program, and I look forward to seeing what comes back next year for Smyrna High School. I think another step forward is ahead for your team.
I agree. Yes, sir.
All right, my man.
No doubt about it. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Sean Middleton joining us here this morning from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Chad Caldwell is next as we continue on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We'll be right back. Back.